The Wake Up Call.
Here at First Community Bank, Football Friday, a cold Friday. Get ready for some football tonight with Tattlesee and some tomorrow with the Tattlesee Youth Football League. And some of the players are here from the TYFL. Coach Matthew Rogers is here as well. Coach.
Good morning.
Are y'all doing all right today?
Yeah, Coach. We're a little cold, but yeah, we're doing
it's a little chilly.
Good.
Now, you told me tomorrow we got several games going on. We'll get into that in a minute. But some of these guys are going to be playing early. They'll need to be kind of acclimated to this. So this is a good test for them to see if they can hang in there.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, we'll start our first game with our 6U team. And we'll be playing we'll be playing that first game, Coach?
Wetumpka.
Yeah, Wetumpka. So our 6U team will be playing Wetumpka at 9. And then at 12 o'clock, it'll warm up a little bit. We'll be close to the 70s. Our 8U team will be playing Camp Hill. And then at 11 o'clock over in Daveville, our 10U team, our junior team, they'll be playing Eclectic in our first-round playoffs.
So this is going to be scattered about all over with games tomorrow. The first round of the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. So talk about the season. How did it go? So I know we didn't have a senior team this year, but the first three you mentioned have wrapped up on the year. How did it go?
So our 10U team, we're sitting right now in third place. We're 4-3. We had a pretty good game against Camp Hill last week. We won 21-0. Of course, our 10U team, or excuse me, our 8U team had a pretty good game against Camp Hill as well. Of course, they went down, I think it was 20-12. They had an opportunity to score about a minute left, and they missed the penalty. Of course, I'm not one of those guys that go back and say shoulda, coulda, woulda. But they played a good game, and I think they'll get some redemption come Saturday. And our 6U team, they played Camp Hill pretty well. So that Camp Hill team in the 6U age group, they hadn't been scored on all year. Our guys put 19 on them.
Okay.
So one of those things that happened at the start of the year to beginning, kids get better, the coaches get better at what they're doing, and kids start to buy into what they're telling them. So, like I said, playoff time is a real good time, like I said, to see some good football in the youth league. And like I said, I think I like our chances this year.
Well, let's see how it goes. We'll be keeping up with that tomorrow. But let's hear some of these guys that are here to tell us what positions they play, who they are. So we'll take the microphone and pass it around. You're closest, so just get it started. Your name, team, and your position.
My name is Malik Rogers. I play for Tennessee Tigers, and I play D-line.
My name is Kobe Henderson. I play for 10U Tallahassee, and I play quarterback and linebacker.
My name is Jacob Morris. I play for the Tallahassee Tigers, and I play running back.
My name is Alice Scarborough. I play outside linebacker.
My name is Bentley Bartlett, and I play on corner.
My name is Sebastian Average, and I play running back and linebacker.
My name is William Shaw, and I play linebacker.
My name is Jack Lester. I play outside linebacker and tight end.
My name is Jax Akers, and I play for Tallahassee Tigers, and I'm a cornerback.
All right. Is that all of them?
That's it, Coach.
All right. That's not everybody, but that's a pretty good number you got out to come and brave the cold this morning. Huh?
Oh, yeah. So Wednesday night, we got out in the cold, and what was it, about 40 degrees? I think last night we should have been outside. We was inside in the indoor facility last night, but I think it was good that they get kind of acclimated to this cold weather, because I know for sure if we make it to the semifinal rounds, it'll be a little bit colder than what we'll have tomorrow.
What is a playoff schedule if you do get to the semis and then the championships? Where will you be in these different places?
Eclectic is hosting the semifinal round, what we call it the second round. So it'll be over in Eclectic's high school stadium. The games will start kind of like this week at 9 o'clock, and we'll go probably till about 1. So it'll be all the winners of Saturday's games.
So does anybody want to step up and say something about the season and about your play? Talk about what it's been like. Yeah, right here. I mean, go right ahead. What's been so fun? You enjoyed the season so far?
Yeah, I enjoyed the season because it's just fun getting to tackle people and watching my team be able to win, get these points, and it's just all about having fun. And that's what I have. I have so much fun on the field.
That's great. Awesome. I couldn't answer it any better than that.
That's right.
What did you like? What have you liked about it this year?
It is my second year this year, and I think it is pretty fun because you do get to tackle people and hit and other stuff like that. It's finally a chance to get aggressive and stuff. That's what I like to do, get aggressive. First time I used to, like, go at my house, I used to, like, throw a football up and down, just trying to, like, pretending to intercept it and other stuff like that. But, yeah.
I used to do that, too, when I was young. Been a long time ago. But,
yeah.
It's better to play with a bunch of guys around and throwing the ball to yourself.
Oh, yeah. It really is. It really is.
Anybody else want to speak up? There. Nope. Y'all just keep talking. We'll let you have the mic all you want.
This is my first year in 9 and 10, and I like to tackle, and my number is number 9.
Why you got number 9? Was that your pick or your dad pick it for you? He did pick it for him, didn't he? Yeah.
The season has been good for us. I just like playing, and I like being physical to play football, and I just love to have this ability to play football. And I think we had a pretty good season. I mean, regular season.
There you go.
That's right.
Anybody else? Hey, what's your favorite play? Anybody got a favorite player you like to watch? Anybody that you kind of look up to?
I like to watch, highlights of Lamar Jackson.
He's pretty good.
Michael, he loves Lamar Jackson.
And, oh, yeah.
I just like watching him play.
He's something to watch, I tell you that.
I want to follow in his footsteps.
Yeah, well, hopefully you will.
I like to watch highlights of Derrick Henry.
Everybody likes Derrick Henry. You got his stiff arm? Got that down? Work on that. Yeah.
My favorite one is probably Sebastian and Bentley. He's pretty fast and pretty agile.
All right.
Pretty much.
Picked some teammates, huh?
Meanwhile, right. Shaw's just open his mouth. Like, huh?
Oh, boy.
Anybody else? No? All right. Well, hey, it's good to have them on. I'm glad y'all got to come over, and good luck to y'all tomorrow. All right?
I appreciate y'all for having us.
We'll let them go warm up in the schoolhouse. I know they probably don't want to go to school, but it'll be temperature controlled. No, y'all don't want to go? Hey, y'all come back, give us some wins, and we'll bring you back next time, all right?
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate y'all coming, Coach. Thank you. Guys, good luck. TYFL, Tallahassee Youth Football League, playoffs tomorrow. It should be.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, got some Alabama and Auburn fans here, too, today. Thank y'all for coming. Good job. Enjoyed that. Yes, indeed. We'll take a break. It's Friday. We're at First Community Bank. Boy, they're rushing back to those cars and getting in there and warming up. Oz is still bundled up in a blanket. It's probably tough for Phillip right now. He's doing bus duty out there because he can't keep his hands in his pocket waving those buses around, those cheese wagons. Into the parking lot. We'll keep you updated on that this weekend. We'll try to follow, maybe post some stuff on our Facebook with these youth teams. We appreciate their time this morning. Hey, the sun's come up. We're live at First Community Bank. Football Friday continues with a wake-up call of WTLS, Score 94 and Hit 106.